Hey Omer Aleph, Hayu Pachas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the top. So it says the Brayis Hayu Pachas Me'a Asar Tefachim. Let's say the Mavi was less than 10 Tefachim. So we don't have a kosher Mavi. We don't have a Mechitz of 10 Tefachim. V'chakba l'hashlim ala asar. And you're going to dig into the ground to make it less than 10 Tefachim. Kama chayke, how much do you have to dig? The Gemara says, kama chayke, kama ditzarechle. Ela moshka b'kama. How much of the length have to be dug out? Rav Machloikis, Rav Yosem Abedalit, 4 Tefachim. Abayama bi arba amas, 4 amas. Here it's not a shayla of 1 tefach or 4 tefachim. Here's a shayla of 4 tefachim or dalet amas. What's the machlek? The machlek is what is the smallest size of a kosher mav? Leim b'chokim b'leim b'derabi ami v'rasik mavuki ditmar mav yishnifas b'mitzide towards the side klapi reishai. So this means it's breached on the side towards the very front. We're going to learn this much more in the next staff and avav klapi reishai towards the corner. If you have a breach, if you have a bare minimum of the corner from the middle of your four tefachim, and now you have a breach along the side, it's okay to the breach is up to 10 amos wide. But if you don't have at least the basic bare necessity, the bare, the mavi must begin, the mavi must get off to a good start. And the good start is four tefachim, the lav, then it's not called a good start, then you now have a breach at all. You have to have less than love. Okay, so therefore, in other words, what does it say here? The bare minimum of according to Rami Ravasi is 4 tefachim. The male, when it says that if you have a mavi that's less than 10 tefachim tall, the walls are less than you have to go dig out. What?
High.
If it's less than 10 tefachim high, and you're going to dig, you're going to go extend, you're going to dig down and extend. So if you hold it, you only need to go 4 tefachim. You are in agreement with Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. But if you hold it, you need to go 4 amois into the mavi, then you disagree with Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Asi says the mavi only has to be 4 tefachim, the walls. If you have a breach on the side, before we can allow a large breach of 10 amos, you must have a bare minimum of a mavoi. What's the bare minimum of a mavoi? According to the Ami Ravasi, 4 tefachim. Once you have a bare little wall of 4 tefachim, you're safe. Now you can have even a big breach up to 10 amos because that's a Pesach. You'll not have breaches, you'll have doors. A door can be until 10 amos. But if you don't get off to a good start, and what's not called a good start according to Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi, you don't have 4 tefachim, then it's not a kosher mavli, and then we're not going to even allow a breach even 3 tefachim. Now, what about the other man, the Yama, that says that you have to be chaykekim lahashlem, you have to be chaykek in the meshach of the mavli dalet amois. Obviously, if you need to be chaykek dalet amois, you disagree with Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi, because Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi hold that the smallest size of the mavli is not dalet amois, but dalet tefachim. So that's the one who wants to say that this machlokes of chaykekim lahashlem is dalet amois, dalet tefachim is the machlokes you hold Rabbi Ami and Rav Asi. The Gemara says, let's sign Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef is like Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yosef that says Chaykekim lahashlem dalet tefachim is in agreement with Rabbi Ami, because he also says the wall must get off to a good start of 4 tefachim. But Abaye less than Rabbi Ami. Abaye says you need dalet amos is a lot more than dalet tefachim, so he does not agree with Rabbi Ami. The Gemara says no, it's not a raya. Amuch Abaye hasam soif mavi hacha tchilas mavi. Now this is the very biggest side. It means it's a fundamental difference. There, now what does it mean, soif mav? These words are misleading. It means that once upon a time it was a kosher mav. It was a good mav. Everything was fine and good. Then there was a storm. There was a rainstorm. There was a hurricane. And the wall collapsed. What?
Sandy.
And the front collapsed. So when the front collapses, we go easy on you. If we go easy, and we're going to allow Abai Hassam, soif mav. There, since once upon a time it was a good mavi, now it was breached, so we're only going to allow the breach. We're only going to allow the breach to up to 4 tefachim. It's not going breach in the corner
or one of the walls.
Here, so let's make it with this gemara. This gemara over here. We'll put the. Oops. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's not important. Don't worry. Don't get excited about a pen that falls. Here we have the mavi. We have to illustrate. It would be great if we had like some type of overhead projector. I know, but everyone has different picture books and whatever. All right, okay, it's not important. The case are not so complicated. The case is not so that we need to get relief out. What? It's not so complicated. And the point over here is here's the mav. Let's make here's the mav. Okay, here is the opening. This is the Rishus Sarab. It would be good if we had like a model. That would probably be good. Bring it up, make a model of a mav. This part is the Rishus Sarab. Here is the mav. Here is the breach. This is the part that's breached. So since once upon a time this was a kosher mav, it was a kosher mav, right? It was a gevaldige mav, and now all of a sudden there was a storm and it was breached. So because there was, we want to invalidate the mavi, it's no longer a kosher mavi. We're going to go easy on you. Even though, as long as you have a little thing in the beginning of the mavi that's even 4 tefachim, how big is 4 tefachim? Alright, it's okay. Because once upon a time, this was a good mavi, it was functional, people were carrying, everything was kedas suchadin. Knew something went wrong. So since it was once good, and now something went wrong, so as long as you can preserve to the smallest degree in halacha, the status of mavi, we're going to allow it to be preserved. But when you're coming to make a mavi for the very, very first time, I have a mavi, and the walls are less than 10 tefachim high, and I have to be chayikim lahashtam in order to make the walls 10 tefachim high, it was never a mavi. I'm coming to make the mavi for the very first time. Abaye says, now we're going to be machmer, you need dalid amois. So it's not a kasha. Everyone holds like Rav Ami, that if you have a mavi that was once good and then the wall collapsed, as long as you have, you start off, the mavi starts off with a wall that's 4 tefachim, you're in business. Because once it was soif mavi, it was once good and now it got ruined. But for the very first time, we want a dalab. So I'll give you a mashal halacha. Here's an example. So fasting is not so posh, this is what I'm telling you. So machlekes ha'poskim, your ritzuis. How wide was the ritzuis be in your tefillin? The size of a se'ira, of a barley seed. Barley seed, whatever the size is, our ritzuis are almost double the size of barley seed. Very machin. What happens if the ritzuis by the kesher gets less than the size? It's less. The ritzuis are less than the size. It gets because of wear and tear. It gets. So let's say you start off, you have to, it gets less than the shear. It's possible. It's not the size of ritzuis. So there are shittas in which there are poskim that hold that the only time the shear is, if less than a seira is no good, if it starts out less than a seira. But if you start out with a ritzuah that's the size of a seira, and due to wear and tear, when you tighten it, it gets less than the minimum shear, it's kosher. Because since you started out with a kosher shear, and it's natural that it's going to shrivel due to wear and tear and get smaller, it's kosher, you don't have to have the full shear. But you can't start out with a ritzu, for the brand new ritzu, the very first time when it's less than the minimum shear. That is exactly the aside it says here in this Gemara. If you want to make a mavi for the very, very first time, and you want to have walls, chaykim lahashem dalid amois, according to Abaye. But once the mavi is functional, and then there's a storm, and then the wall collapses, and now we have to resurrect the mavi, as long as you have a pass along the edge of the mavi that's 4 tefachim, far less than dalet amos, that's called soif mavi, it's going to be good. So that's a brilliant answer Abaye gives to say that I also like Rav Ami. Amalucha Abaye, hostam soif mavi halchat chilas mavi. In Igar ba amos, in Iloi loy. Amar Abaye says, how do I know this? How do I know that the shir mavi must be at least dalet amos? I'm going to bring so. Ein mavi need to be lech v'kaira. A mavi is nach min lech v'kaira. Ad sheyihu batim v'chatzeros psuchim is never going to all the minimum requirements of a mavi. You have to have at least 2 batim. So you have to have 2 courtyards, and each courtyard must contain at least 2 batim. So it's a grand total of 4 batim opening up the 2 courtyards, opening up to the mavli. Then we have the leniency, and we allow you to carry a bit of a lechi. Lechi is going to be good. Now the e bedalid. Now here's the kasha. If you're going to tell me that the smallest size of a mavli is 4 tefachim, how in the world are you going to fit? How are you going to have 2 courtyards opening up into the mavli? A pesach, the smallest size of a pesach is 4 tefachim. So we have a mavli. Here's my mavli. Here's my mavli. Here's the rishus surrounding, and here are the walls. If the wall itself is only 4 tefachim, and I have a courtyard opening up, the smallest pesach for a courtyard is 4 tefachim. There are no walls. So you don't have a mavoi. It must then be that the length of the mavoi is at least dalit amoi. So we can have a little opening on one side, a little opening on the other side. The bedalit four tefachim hechi meshkachaslei. The chi tame with the pasach le bedefinam side. No, you know we have the openings. The openings are going to be along the end, of the mavoi. Here are the walls, the length, and here is the end. And along the end, you have a very, this is only four tefachim, but you have a very wide end, and you'll have two courtyards. They'll be back to back, and they'll open up. The chitema, you'll tell them in the north, 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 there's another very critical condition for a kosher mavui. The length must be longer than the width. So if you're going to tell me that the width is only four tefachim, and the length is only four tefachim, right? And the width is going to be very wide to accommodate two openings to two courtyards. The width is greater than the length. That is a violation of a fundamental rule for a mavui. Yes, la rachboy, who bought him chatzes tzuch l'secha. So we have a kasha. There was not a kasha, I have a solution. Rav Yosef, the pasach lay bekeren zovis. You opened it up on the corners. In Echnami, the mavui is exactly four tefachim. It's exactly four tefachim. And the pesach is four tefachim. How? On the corner, on an angle. So there's a lot of lumdish. You look at the pictures, you look at the art scroll. I'm not going to go into detail, but basically, you have the art scroll. They have tiles on the bottom. They have a 3D picture, and they have tiles. And you see over there, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. There are four tiles. Those are four tefachim, and you see that the wall. Let's just make believe it's one tefach of the wall. Three tefachim open on one side. We'll let's go push down diagonal. We have to go on a diagonal. We'll just do. We can make a pesach of four tefachim on a right angle. Three tefachim one way and one tefach the other way. So it's going to be a little bit longer. The length will be a drop longer than the width, and we're going to have only really it's really equals out to four tefachim. But part of that wall is broken because part of that wall that's open is serving as a corner opening towards the chotzer. Okay, so that's the Gemara's answer. The Avalei became in Zavis, so far we're in business. The Gemara's maskana is, we can really have a mavui that is only four tefachim, like the first man the Amar. It's not a riot to Abaya. And the case, the two courtyards opening Bikeren Zavis. Amar Abaya. Okay, so Abaya failed. He failed to prove from this member that you have to have from the two courtyards that the mavui is going to be more than Dalet Tfachim. No, it's exactly Dalet Tfachim. The Pesach is up on the corner. So next attempt. Amar Abaya Minah Amilah. No, you have to have Dalet Amis. Amar Abdam Ramdiyam. Amar Chama. Amar Huna. Lechi Haboyle Bidoifne Shal Mavui. If you have a lechi that's boiled from different of the mavui pachos me arba amos needed mishum lechi. Okay, you have a regular lechi, but the lechi is very wide. If the lechi is less than arba amos needed mishum lechi, the enetzoch lechi achalatir your lechi only has to be a tefach or even less. I don't remember well. Shalom later on. Does it was the shev of the lechi? Could be a mashu. I don't remember. I think it's be a tefach for a mavui. Has the minimum size, so it's just a pesach mimashu. But the lechi over here has to. If the lechi is too wide, it's too long. If the lechi is dalid amois, it's too big. It's no longer called a lechi. So pachos mi amos, the mishum lechi. The ain't a lechach latir. You need another lechi dalid amos. So it's dalid amois. Now here's the critical words that we need for Gemara. If the lechi is so wide, then it's dalid amois. Nidoy mishum avoy. It's already the size of the mavui itself. What are you talking about? A mavui is only four tefachim according to the sheet of the Bar Plukta of Abaya. So what do you mean? It's nidim. It must then be the Brayis says that it's dalet amos nidim shem mavui. That the Brayis is incidentally teaching us that the size of a mavui is dalet amos, like the sheet of Abaya. So dalet amos nidim shem mavui. V'tzarech mameili, you need v'tzarech lechi achalat yor. So if you have a very wide opening, let's give you an example. Here we have an opening. Right here is the mavui. And let's say the opening of the mavui is exactly 9.9. Right? 9, it's almost exactly, say it's 10. Okay, argument it's 10 because it's more than 10. It's more than 10, it's no good. It's exactly 10. And your lechi is 5. If your lechi is 5, that's not called a lechi. That's called a wall. The mele, you need another lechi. as the lachi is less than 5, then it's going to be okay. So therefore, we have a chloraya in the words of the Braisa, that once the lachi is dalet amos, the lachi itself is equivalent to the mavui. So the Braisa incidentally has taught us that the size of the mavui is dalet amos, right? To Abaye, a kashra of Yosef that says the smallest size of mavui is 4 tefachim. We have Yosef will answer, it's not a kashra, lafuke mitaras lachi, no. That's not what the Braisa means. When it says in the Braisa that nidum shem mavui, it's not trying to incidentally tell you that the smallest size of a mavui is dalet amos. That's clearly not true. According to Rav Yosef, the smallest size of mavui is 4 tefachim. When it says to you that when it's dalet amos nidum shem mavui, it's part of the mavui. It's all it means. It now becomes, in this case, since in this situation you have a very big mavui, the mavui is, it's the opening is 10 amos wide, and you have a very large lechi. The nail, the lechi now has is a chelik status of the mavui. We never meant to say that the lechi has a shem mavui. Yeah, it does have a shem mavui, but it's never meant to teach you incidentally that the size of a mavui is dalet amos. No such thing. The smallest size of a mavui is 4 tefachim. It's just that in this situation, you happen to have a very large mavui, you have a very large lechi, so the lechi gets too big. It gets more than dalet amos, so we can no longer view this as a lechi. We have to view this part of this particular mavui, but not to teach you incidentally that the size of a mavui is going to be 4 amos. Lafuke mitaras lachi, to remove you from the status of a lachi, adik arba amos. But lemahavi mavui. But if you want to really tell me the size of the mavui, the truth is, I feel be arba tefachim. Nami have a mavui. So we have no raya. So this is more as maskadim. We conclude the sugi right here. What's the bottom line? The bottom line here is a very yisodistic sugi in the Gemara. You learn about mavui. We learned over here all the rules. A mavui has to have 2 courtyards open within, and each courtyard must have 2 batim, or a grand total of 4 batim. Number 2, the mavui must be at least the length must be longer than the width. Number 3, what are the dimensions of the mavui? How wide was the mavui be in order that we should be so lenient? You may remember the kiddush of mavui, it's an incredible leniency. You don't need 4 walls. This is unheard of. This is outrageous. You have a rishus hayachin on Shabbos, you can carry without 4 walls. Whether it's the rice or the rabbanon, you need 4 walls. You only have 3 walls. We're lenient. We let the 4th wall can be a little teeny stick or a little koira. That's good enough. It's a kula. We only apply that kula in a very unique situation. It's a mavui. No one's living there. There's no batim. Only chatzeros. Ham, 2 chatzeros. 2 batim. The length is longer than the width. And the mavui has a requisite length. What is the requisite length? It's a yisoidistik machlekes, Rav Yosef and Abaye. Rav Yosef, dalid tfachim, Abaye, dalid amos. And mafapul sugya, and one thing to take away is, zachilik soif mavui, tchilas mavui. And as a practical application, every time you tell your tefillin, the ritzuas, soif ritzuas, tchilas ritzuas, I don't get carried away because it's not necessarily, not all places can agree to that. If your ritzuas are less than the shir soira, you should definitely run to get new ritzuas immediately, but it is brought down la halacha, b'diavad, it's not the end of the world. Right? Gufa. Amar Rafuna. Now we have to get a little bit, I want to warn you, Rafuna, there's 2 Rafunas. Okay, so don't get confused. We have to keep track of the Rafunas because otherwise it's going to get confusing. There are 2 Rafunas. Here is Rama, if I'm not mistaken. Amar Rafuna, Amar, the name of Rafuna. Lechi, Habalim, Dafne, Shomavli, Revelechi. The length of the lechi is less than 4 amos. It's okay. The ain't tzoch lechi chalati roi nidim lechi. Dalet amos lechi is very long. Nidim shemavi v'tzoch lechi chalati roi. Oy so lechi hecham ma'amid. So what are you going to do? You have a very long lechi. You have a mavui. Okay, here's the mavui. And we have a very long lechi. It's dalet amos. We need another lechi. But if you put another lechi, it's not noticeable. It looks the same. If you have a wall that comes to, you have an alley when you put a little stick next to the wall, it's noticeable. You have a lechi. But if I already have a board coming all the way out, and now I add another board, it's not noticeable. My additional board is not noticeable. Heichem amidoi. So the Gemara says, idemogi lei bahadei. If you're going to put it right opposite that lechi, you're just coming to it. It's not noticeable. It's a lechi. The whole purpose of lechi is at least be a heker. It should be noticeable to some degree. The Gemara says, what's the kasha? Just make your additional lechi a little bit thicker or a little bit thinner. If it's a 2x, if your wall was 2 inches thick, so make the lechi 1 inch. If it, or make it 4 inches. The lechi, the additional board that you're going to stick out after the pas that's dalet amos should be a little bit different, so it's noticeable that this is now serving mishum lechi. I'm going to pop up the milky lebat lidach isa. Either put, sorry, first answer is put the lechi on the other side. On the other side, ravkuna bread rav yishuama afil tem the milky lebahadei bahadei on the same side as an extension of the lechi. Just make it a little bit thicker or a little bit thinner. The mitafile, you make it thicker, or the mivatzile, it's thinner. Next, Amar Avkuna Bar Yeshua Lo Yamar Namamav Yishmoina. This halacha that a lechi, we have a whole new use of a lechi. If it's four amois, so it's no good, because it becomes part of it's like a wall of the mavi. And Mimeli, you know, the lechi, that's only where I'll tell you more is Maskana, where it's 8+, where the mavui is more. When it says something more 8, it really means a little bit more than 8. Pashat, more than 8. That way, even if the lechi is going to be exactly dalet amos, now we come to a new sugi, a new yisoid. Oy made meruba ala parutz. If the open space is more, if the closed space is more than the open space, then we view the open space as a pesach. It's not a problem. What? So here's our mavi, right? Here's our mavi. Yep. This is the opening of the mavi. Let's say it's 9.
Okay.
Let's say it's 9 amos. If I have now a lechi, make believe my lechi goes 4 amos.
Okay.
So it's not a lechi because it's too big. How much open space? How 4 amos? Once the lechi is 4 amos, it's not called a lechi anymore. That was the previous gemara. If a lechi is wider, we can explain, but that's a given. If a lechi is wider than 4 amos, it's no longer a lechi.
So if it was all the way over to 8 to 9, that's still...
So let me explain. So let's explain. That's exactly what the Gemara has come to clarify. So we have, you know, that is 9. Okay? I have a lechi. My lechi is exactly 4. If it's exactly 4, is it called a lechi? No more. Once you get to the length of 4 amos, it's no longer an halacha. It's no longer
less than 4.
Yes. If this board was less than 4, that's a bona fide lechi. We're finished.
You know that you've got more than five amos of empty space beyond.
Well, what's the classic case? Let's say it's 10 amos. Okay, what's the max? The max is 10. I put a teeny little lechi, 2 inches. I think there's no shear to a lechi, if not mistaken. There's no shear to a lechi, right? Let's say it's a tefach. Not more than a tefach for sure.
It's a lechi, not a
kol. A teeny lechi, right. Lechi, 100 lechi. I put a teeny little lechi, I have an opening 10 amos. Right. A teeny little lechi. Finish! Because all day you can carry.
Good.
Now I have a lechi that's, let's say it's 3 amos long. Oh, a very long lechi. Exotic. It's also gezunde eight.
Okay.
Once the lechi is 4 amos long, it's not a kosher lechi. It's not a kosher lechi. It's a wall. If I have a lechi that's 4 amos long, that was the previous gemara. That's not a lechi, is a heker. It's a wall. Okay, let's say my opening is 10. Okay, let's say it's 10. I have a lechi that's 4. Is it a kosher lechi?
No.
How much is the opening space?
6.
How much is my lechi? 4. So there's more open space than closed space.
Right.
Let's say the open space, let's say it's 7. From corner to corner, it's 7. And my lechi is 4. Is it a kosher lechi? No, it's 4. It's not a kosher lechi. But what? It's a wall. How much space is there left?
3.
How much is the closed space? 4. There's more oimed than parutz. There's more closed space than breach space. Menela, the closed space, doesn't need a lechi.
So you have a room there.
You have 4 walls. You don't need to come on to a lechi v'kaira. It's a room with 4 walls. It's an enclosed area, because this little opening is called a pesach in its own right. Whenever you have, even though you don't have a mashkef and a mezuzah, you have a breach.
If it was 20 amos wide?
Yes, no, 20 amos is not.
It's a width.
Yes.
I want to get the math right. Okay, because you have it near 4 of the breach.
Okay, let's do the Gemara. Let's do the Gemara first. And I think most of your questions will be clarified when we do the Gemara. Let's go. And then you could ask anything you want. Which means 8. 8 plus. When it says Shemoyne, add a plus sign. 8 plus and more. Because now, even when you have 4, exactly 4, you're still going to have more parutz, more open than closed. When there's more parutz than oimei, made, it's not a Pesach. If it's not a Pesach, you need another lechi. The four can't be a lechi because it's too big for a lechi. Av b'mavay shiva, but let's say it's only seven, and now you put up a lechi that's four. It's not a kosher lechi, but it accomplishes that it's oy made merubal aparutz nitar, so it's a kosher lechi because of the rule of b'oy made merubal aparutz. Ah. So you don't need anything more. The kal v'chaymer michatzer, and we can learn this halacha. How do I know this? How do I know this? I know this from the law of a chatzer courtyard. What's the halacha? Uma chatzer sheinu niteres b'lechem. Chatzer is very strict. If you have a courtyard today, you know, today come out. We don't have such a thing b'zman hazeh as a mavi. It's almost impossible to find the mavi b'zman. Go try to find the mavi b'zman hazeh. Two courtyards opening into two batim opening into a court. At least two batim into a courtyard, and the courtyard into a mavi, and the length is more than the width, and the walls, and they have a real rich sarabim on the outside, you're not going to find it. But let's, what? Okay, maybe, okay. But machotzer shein any teres v'lechem v'madach, a courtyard is serious business. A courtyard does not get this extreme leniency to allow you to close off a fourth wall with the lechi v'koyer. If you have a courtyard, in other words, batim, open directly into this domain, and it only has three walls, there's nothing doing. You never saw someone in the Flatbush Borough Park go put up a lechi v'koyer. It doesn't exist. How do you close up openings? With a tzuras HaPesach. A tzuras HaPesach is a very strict halacha. It's two lechis and a koyra. It's double, it's triple. It's not one lachi, it's two lachis. Plus you have a koyra on top. So ma koyra, ma decha chadse, which is very strict. She niteres v'lachi v'koyra. Yet niteres, but when it comes to a courtyard, we have a principle niteres, but I made meruba laparots. If you have a courtyard, now I'm not going into all the details, it's very complicated. You have the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishmaral and Rishonim, modern day, we don't have time, I'm not even prepared to be prepared. But generally, in the simplest case, if you have a mavri, and the mavri has three good walls, it's very simple, three really solid good walls, and you have a fourth wall, and the fourth wall has a breach, but there is more oimate, more closed section than open section, kosher, 100%, you don't need to go put up a tzuras HaPesach and do anything, kosher. Provide one condition, that the breach is less than 10 amos. Once a breach is more than 10 amos, you no longer say this principle called that automatically it's kosher, then you got a problem. But mad chotzer, where the breach is less than 10 amos, but there is a breach, and the breach is smaller than the oimed, it's kosher, you can carry lechatchila in that courtyard. So a mavoy, where chazal are chalashing to make it easy, they're letting you use a lechi or a koira. Certainly, if you have a situation where the fourth wall has more oimed than parut, it's going to be kosher, you need not do anything more. So therefore, in our situation, where we have a mavoy, and the width of the mavoy is 7 amos, and we have a lechi that is 4 amos, so it's disqualified midin lechi, but it has the status of a wall, and that's 4, and the opening is 3, it's oimed meruba, we're in business, nothing to talk about. So the niteres v'emem meruba al-parutz, mavoy shnida b'lech v'kari edition shnida b'emem meruba al-parutz, the Gemara says, no, you can't bring a raya, malachotzer shekein pirtzasa be'eser, it's not a raya. The reason why we're going to be so generous by a chotzer, and we're going to allow, don't bring the oimed meruba al-parutz, because there we in a chanami, it's not true. The Gemara at this point says that a chotzer is more lenient than a mavoy, because a mavoy, a chotzer, has a leniency that we allow a breach to be up to 10 amos, whereas toimar b'mavoy shepirtzosai b'arba, you can't have 4 tfachim. A breach of 4 tfachim is disqualified. And the Gemara is now suggesting the Trans Chiddush that a breach of even 4 tfachim anywhere in a mavoy, the Gemara in the Havamina, at least according to the Amar, a breach anywhere along the perimeter of the mavoy of 4 tfachim. Can you imagine? Teeny little 4 tfachim is disqualified. Chazal were lenient for the fourth wall. They were very generous. The fourth wall can have a lechi or a koira. Very kind. You don't need anything. You don't need oimin aruba. But the other three walls, very strict. Serious business. Very tough. Even 4 tfachim, you're out. But a chotzer, you could have breaches all around the chotzer that are 10 hours. amos. So don't bring me rayos for oimed meruba to a marvel from a chotzer. Do you know I was so generous by a chotzer? Because the amos says a chotzer we're more lenient than a marvel. The haraya by a chotzer we allow a breach up to 10 amos. By a marvel, no such thing. The three walls that you need must be perfect walls, no breaches, even for a tvachim. The Gemara says, whoever told you that? Now here we go again, Megarvi, Kasav Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua holds. The Gemara says, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua holds, Mavu Nami Pirtsasa Bi Eser. Ah! The Gemara says, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua says, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua holds of the opinion that a Mavu also were very lenient. The three other walls of the Mavu can also have breaches up to 10. So it comes out that there is no leniency that applies to a chotzer that does not apply to a mavoi. He's lenient. He could have 10 breaches and 10 also. And therefore we're back, the kal v'choymer has been reinstated, because a mavoi is clearly more lenient than a chotzer, and if we have a leniency by a chotzer, oimed meruba, we'll apply that leniency to the mavoi as well. The Gemara Sleman Karmina Lol Rav Rav Huna, the Gemara, what are you talking about? This whole halacha is Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua. We're coming to make this whole kalvacham according to Rav Huna, but Rav Huna, Pertzasai Bedalit Sfirulei, but Rav Huna, this whole sugya is we're trying to bring a raya to Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua. That's the worst. Amar Rav Chama, Amar Rav Huna. Okay, this is where it gets confusing. Okay, I told you there's two Rav Hunas. Okay? When we started, okay, I remember when I learned this, it took me forever to figure this out, because I got all confused. When the Gemara started, Amar Aleph, what did it say? Omar Rami Bar Chama, Omar Rav Huna. Rav Huna. Okay, that's Rav Huna. Who's making the Kal V'Chomer? Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua. They're different people. Okay? What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said, if you have a lechi that's dalid amos, it's not a kosher lechi. It's not a kosher lechi. That's what Rav Huna says. Out. It's not a kosher lechi. Now, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, is giving us a lamdis, and he's teaching us the sugya of oimed meruba. And oimed meruba by mavu, according to Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, is being taught from a kal v'chomer from chotzer. Kal v'chomer from chotzer. The problem is, a chotzer, you can't make a kal v'chomer from chotzer. No, you can make a kal v'chomer from chotzer, because Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, who's teaching us the yisugya of oimed meruba, holds that a mavu and a chotzer are equal when it comes to 10. So Mela, there's no mavui is only more lenient than a chotzer. But the Gemara says, yeah, but Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, that's teaching us the sugya of oimed meruba, is building upon Rav Huna number one. And Rav Huna number one himself holds that you can't make a kal v'chomer from a mavui to a chotzer, because a chotzer indeed is more lenient than a mavui, because a chotzer is four, is ten amos, and a mavui is four tvachim. So it doesn't stim over here. Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, is taking the halacha of Rav Huna number one and using that halacha and expanding upon that and building a new yisoid of oimed meruba. So, but that whole new yisoid of oimed meruba only works the principle that it's 10 and 10. Problem is, your foundation of what you're building the sugi of oimed meruba is based upon Rav Huna, and Rav Huna number one holds there's a difference between chotzer and mavui. Chotzer is 10, mavui is 4 tvachim. The mele, you can't make a kal v'chomer. The whole thing doesn't stem. So the Gemara's kasha, what are you talking about over here? Rav Huna, Leman Kamrinan, who is Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua? He's building the building a ganze binyan, a whole lamdisha kal v'chomer with the sugi of oimed meruba. It's all the fi Rav Huna, who says that once the lechi is dalet amos, no good. It's no good. So now we got to come on to oimed meruba. But the Rav Huna, he holds when it comes to a mavu, we have a tradition, pirtzasai bedalet svirulei, four tzvachim. So you can't say make this whole binyan on Rav Huna, because Rav Huna holds you can't learn the kal v'chomer from a chotzer. So the Mora says, you're right. We're not interested in Rav Huna. Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua Taimei Dinavshe Ka'amar. In other words, what's happening? There's plagiarism. There's not. Rav Huna said a halacha. He said that if you have a lechi that's dalit amos, it's not a kosher lechi. Dalit amos. Dalit amos white. Dalit amos, it's not a kosher lechi. So Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua said, I love it. I love that halacha. It's mine. Rav Huna, goodbye. You're out. You're out of the picture. You said a halacha. I am going to adapt that halacha. I'm going to take it for myself. It's my halacha. Thank you very much for the halacha. I know that you have other shivas and shas. It's not nogea me anymore. Whatever you hold, all your other sugyas and shas, I don't want to know from. I like this halacha. It's mine. Now, I also happen to hold, personally, that there's no difference between a chatzar and a mavoi. Pirtza is eser amos. There's no difference for eser amos. That means, automatically that means, that a mavoi, in every respect, is more lenient than a chatzar. So I can make a kal v'chomer. So I, now that I have hijacked, I have stolen your halacha, Rav Huna, and I also have my own personal matias, my own shittas when it comes to chatzar and mavoi, I personally can make the kal v'chomer for myself. You, Rav Huna, with Taka have a problem. But I'm not working according to you. I've stolen your halacha from myself, and now I'm building my own binyan. Okay, so this is what's doing over here, and again, the key to this Gemara, go ask the Irish person learned Daf Yomi. How many Rav Hunas are there here? It's very tricky. You gotta play the game here. Rav Huna and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua are two different people. And Meila, you get it, if you're really paying attention, something doesn't make sense until you figure that out, that we got two people over here. Okay, Vaida. Now we go to a new Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar. I feel that the Rav Ashi is not coming to argue, just coming to the different sheets of Rav Ashi is coming to do something. He's arguing, but let him push that now. He's not coming to argue. He's coming to clarify. Let's say it's exact. I told you when it said 8, I told you 8 plus. I told you to add a plus sign in the Gemara. A little bit more than 8, so it should always be a paritz meruba. But what happens, mamash lo yitzu, it's exactly 50-50, it's exactly b'diyuk 8. You can't be precise. If it's exactly 8, and the lechi is a little bit less than 8, a little bit less than 4, a little bit less than 4, it's a good lechi. If it's a little bit more than 4, then it's oimed meruba ala paritz. So even if it's exactly 8 and the lechi is exactly 4, manav shach, it's going to be good. One way or the other. So if Hashem afil tenu rabbi b'mo v'shemon nevlan ami lo yitzach lechi, ma'id manav shach, iya med nafish, if them is nafish, nita b'mo meruba ala paritz. See, paritz, the paritz is more, nida n'mishum lechi, it's going to be a kosher lechi. My amu, what are you going to tell me? Oh, lo yitzach b'diyuk. It's exactly 50-50. My amrit, the shavit tavayu ki adadi, havale suffik drabon. Okay, maybe it's haki, you're right. But it's very rare. And it's a suffik. And here we come to new yisoid. This is the one lays out. This is like a little secret. A little secret, the laws of muvos. Suffik drabon, the suffik drabon, the suffik drabon, the suffik drabon lahak. When it comes to suffik drabon, in Erev, you go lukula. Here a chiddush, some people get very carried away with this. Okay, but this is a little still Gemara, which kedai to know. As the Gemara explicitly says, "Benogeya a sofik lahalacha in Erevin, and a shayla in is the matziv okay the way it is? Minatar, it's good, and it's only a sofik in the details of the Rabban." The Gemara explicitly says that by Erevin we go lakula. We go lakula the Rabban. What? No. So sofik of the, is it 8? Is it 9? Is it meruba? It may be mamish b'diyuk 50-50, then it's not going to be meruba. But in Atar, it's really good. In Atar, it's good for many reasons, because you have really three walls enough, and it's not, and it's anyway, it's only a caramelist, even if you have, you know, even mamish don't have four walls, and caramelist, and it could really could be a lechi also if it's more than 4. And so it's a suffix, so we're going to be makeup. Amrav Chanan Babara, but I just want to tell you one very quick idea. The more he talks about Ibn Meruba, halach lemaisa, you go to Bungalow Colony. Okay, how do you make Eruv Mizman Hazeh? They put up 4 poles, 1, 2, 3, 4, and they take a string. Where's the Ibn Meruba? So the Gemara here said, well, we'll let's see later on. There's a very big question. If this that we are very generous today, and we make a Tzuras HaPesach, the Ritzuas of Pesach work even without Oymeid Meruba. Maker Hadin, if you want to follow all of the Rishonim, the only time you can make a Tzuras HaPesach, an Erev, is if most of the circumference of the air you're trying to enclose is solid. You have real mechitzos. Then you got a problem. You have breaches that are more than 10 amos, more than 15 feet. So for those breaches that are more than 15 feet, you can make a Tzuras HaPesach. But to go take a field, go a bono colony, and enclose the entire bono colony with nothing but a Tzuras HaPesach, a whole series of poles and strings? No, so halach l'mais, we'll make them. We are maker, but it's a very big kula. It's a very big kula, and it's accepted. Except lahalacha.
It's mostly because of bono colony is not an issue.
It doesn't matter. That's not an issue. So yeah, you have to go look at Shulchan Aruch. I know. I was told this. I told him my brother lives in Lakewood, so he in his residence. So he told me they have an Erev there in his development where they live, and it's kosher. And the Mitzvah says that it's a very good area because it's Oymeid Meruba. The Mitzvah says the way the development is constructed with the house with this, there's a whole whatever the whole way it is there. The Mitzvah, it's Oymeid Meruba. So the area is only mashlim for the part that's parutz. But it's still the mamish real mechitzos that is Oymeid Meruba. So the very even the machnirim. Can be nekel. Can be nekel. There's no shal whatsoever. But halach l'maisa, it's not accepted. Halach l'maisa, the oilam is not to be nekel. And I want to point out this issue. You go to the Shulchan Aruch. It's not so hard. Once you have these things, you go to the Mishnah Berurah. It's fascinating. It's very interesting to learn. It's all over, right? It's all over. And one of the coolest they have over here. I don't use the area of Flatbush, but they are that Ocean Parkway. It's Oymeid Meruba. The number of houses along the block, right, is more closed space than there is open space. Yeah. So that adds to the lumdis. Okay, but this is a very big issue. A very big issue. Even when you matter through a Tzuras HaPesach, there's a very big issue is how far you're going to go with regard to Oymeid Meruba. And here we have just a little taste of it in this Gemara. Vayta Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rav Amar Rav Lavo Yishemifatz Mitzidoi Be'eser. So we're reviewing. A marvel that has a breach, a breach on the three wall, right? The three good walls. There's a breach. 10 amos. It's also, sir, it's okay. It's okay. But, meroishoi bedalit. But if you have a breach in the front wall, and what does it mean the front wall? Like in the case we had before, very wide. Let's say Rashi gives the example where you have a massively large mavi, 20 amos. 20 amos is double what you're allowed. You're only allowed to have up to 10 amos. So what are you going to do when if your mavi is 20 amos wide? Here's the opening. From end to end is 20 amos. You got to build a wall. If you want to carry this mavi, you got to build a wall that's a mechitza, a real mechitza that diminishes the opening to less than 10 amos. Again, the opening from end to end is 20. So I built a mechitza of 10. Now my opening is exactly 10. That's the max. That's the max that's allowed. So what am I going to do for the there? It's still Oymeid Meruba. Okay, it's still Oymeid Meruba. Let's say it's 21. Rashi says exactly 20. It's a little problematic for me, but let's say it's 21, whatever. And now I have open opening. So I put there a Lechi V'Kaira. I put that, there are many openings there. What about the part that's close, that 10 part? So here the Gemara tells the Chumrah. That part that's Neroshoi, you may not have a breach more than 4 Tzvachim. Along the three walls, the three good walls, you can have a breach up to 10 amos. But if you have a situation where the mavul is very wide, and you got to build the wall along the front of the mavul in order to diminish the opening to 10, that part that you build the wall you build to close off may not have a breach more than 4 tefachim. Because that's the opening, and they were much more machmir when it comes to the opening. That's what it says. Mitzidoi! meaning the three sides. The
Esser.
Me Roshoi. Oh, the Roshoi. Not more than four Tvachim. Maishna mitzida b'yesser diyamar pischu. Why is the side? What's the big deal? If it's the side, it's because pischu. Me Roshna mi name a pischu. Should be a Pesach. The Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara backtracks. The Gemara says, you're right. If it's taka in the front, okay, you're right. We change our mind. We have charata. If you have a real wall in the front, you could have a breach even up to 10. You can have a breach up to 10. It's okay. That's also okay. Again, you have the front. And as long as you don't have gaps in the front that are more than 10, it's okay. You can view it as a Pesach. And one of the gaps you make, well, the Gemara is going to really give more details. So let's hold off on all the details. But basically, if you close it off on one side is completely open of 10. There you're going to put your lechi and your koira. Then you have another section, and that section is open. It can be opened, and it can be opened up to 10 amos. So when then do we have the halacha where in the front it may not be more than 4 tefachim? The Gemara says the paschei b'keren zavis. The corner, because if you have a breach in the corner and the breach is 4 tefachim, even 2 tefachim here, 2 tefachim there, that already destroys the structure of a mavul. Go to later on. A reshus, what's the most critical part of a reshus is the corners. The corners define the reshus. You have this concept by Pasi Biros. If you want to go and drill wood from a well on Shabbos, you have to go and put up corners. Corners define the reshus. So if you have a breach along the corner of the mavli, even if that breach only extends into the length of the mafor tvachim, it's not a kashamai. But if you have already a corner, an established corner, even if the breach in the front is up to 10 amos, it's kosher, as long as somewhere in the front, you're going to have on the other side, you're going to have a lechi and a koira. So, the pischa, why? Because that cannot be considered, the only reason why we allow a breach up until 10 amos, it's okay, is because we view it as a Pesach. Okay, a Pesach, people do not make psachim on the corners. This is before the 21st century of modern architecture, talking about the basic, you put the corners, I mean, there's a corner and there's a Pesach. The Pischa b'keren zavis loy ad the inshe. But Rafuna says, no, I have another answer to the Slavi problem. Echad zev, yechad zev, yarbar. Rafuna is extremely machna. This goes back to what we're learning before. Remember Rafuna. This is the Rafuna. This is the Rafuna that we said in the previous staff. He holds that you never allow to have a breach anywhere in the mavli, in the part of the mavli that you need a wall, the three side good walls, and the fourth wall that you're coming to make a good style mechitz to make it less than 10, you may never have a breach anywhere less than 4 tefachim. V'chei nama alei Rav Huna Rav Chanan Bar Rava lo tifle galai. Rav Huna said to Rav Chanan Bar Rava, don't argue with me. Very unusual expression. How often do you have this in Shas? Or in Amoris says to someone else, don't you dare argue with me. I'm telling you the halach. I'm telling you that you may not have a breach in your mavi more than 4 tefachim. Why? Because it's a maestro Rav. Literally. Normally the Rav Maestro of a either a great person or a ma'isa of a significance, but here it's a ma'isa of Rav himself. Why Rav equal lide Mecharia? Lide Mecharia. Rav visited the city called Mecharia. It was the name of the place. Okay, he came to visit this place, and what happened in that place? The avodah of the chavasei, and there he came and he saw the mavui, and the mavui there was a breach. And the breach, one of the good walls, it was 4 tefachim. And Rav made a whole to-do. He got up in shul and said, Rabbi Yisrael, Michal Shabbos, you have to make a breach in the wall. Chavo say, so Amalei said, that's not a raya. Rav, bika motza, v'gud v'gedin, that's not the ikar hadin. Nikar hadin, you don't, nikar hadin amavoy, me ikar hadin amavoy. You could have a breach up to 10 up to 10 amos. And the reason why he was so machmir is because the people were doing mazalzel in the Kedusha of Shabbos. And he got to go to the Shlag Nechemia. You have a from Nechemia. And Moshe finds when he came to America, there was Hebuchel Shabbos. He made all of the Igus Moshe full of kulas. But now when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, Moshe was very machmir. Bika Motza. When it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, and that's what's over here. Exactly, it's not a riot. Rav Huna is logical. A breach of 4 tefachim is a problem. Now we start a new sugya. Okay, now maybe you give me another Gemara. I need another Gemara. Okay, can you give me another Gemara? Bavli Akum. Okay, so here we have two bavlis on the right angle. Okay, make believe it's level. Okay, here like this, just like this, a Bavli Akum. So you go in here and you come out here. So, but now what's the status here now?
Is that a Bavli?
What? Here is a Rishus Sarabim and here is a Rishus Sarabim. So let's take a step back, okay? Let's take a step back. Let's say you have two chatzers that you have all there. Let's take a step back. One Mavul. Now the classic Mavul that we've learned until now is you got three good solid walls and the fourth side is open to the Rishus Sarabim. New case. Mavul Mufulish. It's open only two good walls. There are two walls. Wall here, a wall here. There's a chatzer here, a chatzer here, an inch chatzer, the two batim. But this side is a Rishus Sarabim and this side is a Rishus Sarabim. That's called a Mavul. Foolish. What do you do? Very complicated. We'll get that later on. One opinion says you put a lechi okari here, a lechi kari here. It's also okay. You need to put on the fourth wall a tzuras haPesach. Okay, we're machmir. We're not as machmir as we are bizman hazeh for our eruvim. One side you put a tzuras haPesach, which means a lechi and a kara. And on the other side, you need a lechi or a koira. Okay? Other opinion says, no, you need doors. Imamish got to put up real solid doors. Do the doors have to close? Not close, but you need to put real solid doors up on at least one side. Closable. Has to be potential. That's the Gemara to talk about this. That's the Shaila of Gemara. Okay, but let's not get it. Let's just focus right now on the basics. This is called a Mavi Mefulish. A Mavi Mefulish is complicated. It's complicated. You need to do more than the average Mavi. A regular Mavi, you put a Lechi or a Kara, and you're finished. A Mavi Mefulish? No. One side, yeah, lechi or akara. The other side, not so fast. You need to do a lot more. What's a lot more? It's a machlokes we'll get to very soon. A lot more. Now, what happens when you have a mavli like this? A right angle. You come in on this side, and you go out on this side. So my shaila is this called a mavli mefulish? And therefore, one side you put a lechi, the other side you're going to have to put up doors, or put up a... Or... It's considered to be two separate mavlis. Since they meet in the center, so this is one mavli, and this is another mavli, because they meet in the center. So this mavli really has three walls. There's an invisible wall. The invisible wall is because another mavli is coming right into the center. And if what do you have to do? Well, this is a mavli, so this gets a lechi or a kara. This is a mavli, it gets a lechi or a kara. We're finished! Put a lechi or a kara here, or lechi or a kara here, and you're finished. Or is this called a mavli mefulish? No, it's a thoroughfare. Mavli mefulish! One side needs a lechi or a kara, and the other side needs doors, or needs a tzuras haPesach. So this is now we're trying to borrow this case to prove the halacha that a pirtza, a breach more than four tvachim, is more than four is okay. Let's see. Dibbam mavi akum, a mavi that's bent. What is the halacha? Rav says terasa kim foolish. It's a mavi foolish. I have all the chumras. Shmuel says terasa. Shmuel says terasa kisosun. It's two separate dead end mavis. The Mai asking, what's the case? If the case is going where? Now, how wide is it? How wide is the mavli? If it's more than 10 amos, no way. Then, there's no way in the world. If you're telling me the mavli is more than 10 amos, you're going to say that this can be called the mavli sasam because a mavli sasam may not be more than 10 amos wide. It has to be less than 10. Okay. The Kamar Rav, what did Rav say? Terasa ki mefulish. But what do you mean? How could it be mefulish? There's a breach. There's a breach that's more than Alma, Pirtzasma, and what does Rav say? Well, in the center, 10, more than 4 tfachim. More than 4 tfachim, but it's less than 10. It's less than 10, but it's more than 4 tfachim. It's more than 4 tfachim. And they come around, Terasakim a foolish. Alma, so what do we see? Why is it a foolish? But if we're saying that it's less than 10, what did we say before? We said before, let's say, Alma, Pirtzas Mavi Mitzidoi Bidalit. Why? What's the big deal? Let's review the problem. The problem is, what did Rav say? We have over here, let's say regular Mavli. Go back to the regular Mavli. Regular Mavli has three walls. There's a breach on one of the three walls. How big can the breach be? Two opinions. One opinion is it can't be more than four tefachim. That was Rav Huna, four tefachim. And the other opinion says it can be up to 10. What would happen if it's according to the Mandiyama that says it cannot be more than four? Let's say Rav Huna. Rav Huna says it cannot be more than four tefachim, and it's more than four tefachim. It's no longer called a mavli. It's a mavli mefulish. It's no longer called a mavli that has three walls. So here, it's more than. It's more than three, more than four, and it's less than 10. It's less than 10, and we're considering it to be a mavli mefulash, according to Rav, and we're assuming now that Rav follows the opinion of Rav Huna. That's what we're assuming. Rav holds like Rav Huna, but according to the Bar Plugta of Rav Huna, just because you have a breach, just because there's a breach of more than 10, there's a breach of more than 10, or more than 4, should not take away its status of being a mavli sasum. Now let's go a few more lines, it'll become clear. So become a rav to also came a foolish. Alma pirtsas mavli mitzidoi bedal, because the dead end is more than 4. And it's called the foolish. Now let's see the answer. Then we'll come back and we'll explain. No, Rav Chanan Bar Rava shes shani hostika boki bar rabin. It's not a raya. It's a fundamental difference. What's the fundamental difference? And we'll go back. We'll just go backwards. When did the Bar Plukta of Rav Huna opine? When was he of the opinion that if it's more than four tzvachim, it's okay? That's where the breach is on the side. But when the breach is in a location where everyone is walking through, everyone will agree a breach more than four tefachim disqualifies the din mavli. So in other words, let's make a theoretical case. Theoretical case. Let's say we have the mavli that has three walls, okay? Three good solid walls. Rav Huna got very nervous. If there's a breach more than four tefachim anywhere along those four walls, those three good walls, puzzle. The Rabbanan disagree with Rav Huna. You could have a breach anywhere you want, up to ten amos. The Gemara is now coming to clap, not necessarily true. The only time you could have a breach less than 10 amos, only when the breach is on the side and the tzibur is not going to start using that breach to walk through. But let's say here is Avenue J, here is Avenue K, and here you have a breach right over here that's more than 4 tefachim, it's 5 tefachim. It's 5 tefachim. And the Olam says, what a mechaya. I can go over here, take a shortcut, walk from here, walk through the mavli, it's 5, squeeze through the little hole, and go out into the street. It's only 5 tefachim, it's not 10 amos. Even the Rabbanon will agree, it's no longer to Rav Huna, that it's no longer a kosher mavli. When did Rav Huna, then do we disagree with Rav Huna, and we disqualify the mavli when it's more, when we disagree, we hold that it's not disqualified when it's more than 4 tefachim. That's only when the breach, it's more than 4 tefachim, is along the side, and the tzibur is not going to abuse that breach. But when the tzibur starts to abuse that breach, and it's more than 4 tefachim, we agree to you, Rav Huna, that this type of breach disqualifies the mavli. It's no longer going to be called a mavli. It's not a mavli anymore. So here, let's go back. A mavli akum. Me'ikar hadin, a mavli akum is considered two closed mavos. We have a mavli A, mavli B. Each one has a dead end. Each one has a third wall at the end. But the problem is, there's a breach more than four tefachim, because the opening from to go walk through from here to here is more than four tefachim and less than ten amos. So what? But the problem is, since the Olam is going to abuse that breach, they're going to go from here to here, go out. Even the Rabban who disagree with Rav Huna and hold that it's no big deal when the breach is more than four tefachim have no choice but in this situation to admit to Rav Huna that it's called a breach, it's still not called a mavi, it's going to be called a mavi mefulash. So therefore, this is not relevant to the machloikis of four tefachim and ten amos. Everyone will agree in this situation to Rav Huna that it's called a mavi mefulash. Kiddush, the breach of more than four disqualifies it from the status of a regular Mavus Asum.